Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Was that the juice? Not the juice.
Not the juice.
What the hell is the juice? Name of a bump song. Name of a song bump that either way. We asked the question on the Fesco and Dusty poll question that we do every single Wednesday. This Wednesday, who do you feel is the biggest competitor to the Chiefs in the AFC currently? Buffalo, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Denver. 52.5% have said the Buffalo Bills. They still reign supreme. Above everybody else. Now 246 votes in, 52.8% say Buffalo, 31.7 say the Colts. Nobody in your division is worth being a biggest competitor. The Chargers at 1.2%, the Broncos at 14.2%. So
yeah,
we'll continue to do that until we're done here at 10 a.m. But
what if they go and smoke Buffalo? How much does that poll change?
Well, then Buffalo's done. They're no longer a competitor. The one seed, yeah, according to them, is not there. If you handle business against Washington, which I think there are some concerns we'll bring up tomorrow, because I am questioning what that offensive line will look like now that there are two men missing from the opening day roster. And you beat Washington, you're 5-3. You beat Buffalo, you're 6-3. Then you beat Indianapolis, and the Arrowhead Invitational is once again on the table. But what was on the table last night was the NBA opening night. Michael Jordan is back doing a sit-down interview with Mark Tirico.
Still love it.
Love it like you wouldn't believe. I mean, in all honesty, I wish I could take a magic pill, put on shorts, and go out and play the game of basketball today. Because that's who I am.
By God.
95% of the league is like,
Can we figure out how to make that pill?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he said that last night, I was like, me too, man. Yeah, yeah, of course.
But you never played, so you can't take that pill.
No, I'm saying me too.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Is he the most famous Jordan in North Carolina now, or is that Jordan Hudson?
He will be the most famous Jordan for the next 1,500 years, yeah, as long as the earth is spinning in the universe.
It will be. I mean, you're absolutely
most
right
famous
about
Jordan
that.
In the world.
Yeah. But you got Jordan Hudson breathing down his neck at North Carolina. He's probably going to make her change her name if they're going to keep Belichick around.
Bill takes that pill, but it doesn't work. Bill's pill. Give a magic pill to someone, they come back. Who is it?
It's pretty simple for me.
Michael Jordan?
No.
Oh.
It's Babe Ruth. Because then we could end this discussion of who the greatest of all time is.
Oh, that'd be good.
I'm serious. That's what I would do. I want Babe Ruth here now. Let's go. And let's see who the greatest of all
he
time is.
He wouldn't touch 85.
Then we'll see it. I want to see it. You know, in his prime, as Jordan said, you know, just take that magic pill and insert myself right back in there. Give me Babe Ruth in his prime right now in Major League Baseball, and we will see who the greatest baseball player of all time is. It will settle the debate that cannot be settled, right? It just can't because we didn't see them play against each other. I would lean towards Ohtani because it's present day and athletes today are obviously better than the beer guts that were running around the bases back in the 1940s. But I just want to see that. I want to see the matchup because I'm tired of hearing about the Babe Ruth versus Shohei Ohtani matchup. Give me a magic pill. Give me Babe Ruth and let's go.
We've lost the text line.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like Mike. I take a pill to perform as well. I know that I'm hard.
Go see our friends at Heartland Men's Health, especially if that pill isn't working. Because they've got solutions when the pills or herbals fail.
Somebody says they were on a hike in Costa Rica and saw a Michael Jordan jersey hanging on a clothesline in the mountains.
You see them everywhere, yeah. No, like that. That's a great text, actually, because no matter where you go in this world, you will see somebody wearing a Michael Jordan jersey. And it could be a kid. It could be an adult. It may be somebody middle-aged. It doesn't matter. He's the one athlete, as of now, that transcends everything.
Ronaldo, Messi. Soccer guys.
Yeah, but I agree
with you.
Yeah. For me, that doesn't work.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm just speaking to the world. But yeah, American athlete. Yep. He's it.
Yeah. American athlete. Yes.
He's it.
Yeah.
So he says Babe Ruth is Billy Butler with a cigar.
Derek Thomas from the 913.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
816 reads my mind with Derek Johnson on this Chiefs team.
That'd be fun. DJ.
Awesome. Yeah. DJ and Nick Bolton.
Yeah. Especially this week when you have Marcus Mariota back in town to
revenge. Yeah.
Forward progress on the play. It was not a sack. Next play, Darrell Revis's face, Mariota's hands, and I looked at Brad Fanning and I said, "That's it." He goes, "What are you talking about? You're so young and stupid." I said, "Okay."
I was like, "No, we've seen this."
I said, "Watch the rest, BF." And he looked at me and goes, "I'm old and stupid. You're young and spry." I said, "Thanks, Bob. Yeah. Thanks, Brad. It's my guy till I die, man. I like Mr. Fanning.
I do too."
Saw him at the game on Sunday. I think. I don't know if it was him or not. A magic pill? Man.
Don't tell me Bo Jackson. That's so lame. Be more original.
Mike Tyson from the 913.
I have mine.
Okay.
I have mine.
All right.
Tiger Woods.
Ooh, that came
in from the 314 as well. It did.
Okay, there you go.
Could you imagine Tiger playing with this crew?
That'd be awesome.
It would be.
This crew is who they are because of Tiger Woods. I would say the NBA is who they are because of Michael Jordan.
That's right.
100%. I mean,
and Shohei Ohtani's because of Babe Ruth.
I mean, the fact that, like, we could get prime, like, I'm talking, like, 1998 Tiger Woods on today's tour and then see how special Scotty Scheffler is.
Yeah, good luck.
You're saying he wouldn't be.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that because that's the comp he gets right now because of the way he is destroying the competition. And you look at individuals that actually can just change the game by themselves. It's Ohtani, Mahomes, and Scotty Scheffler. Those three guys are the most... And I know Scotty Scheffler plays an individual sport and the other two play team sports. And Ohtani might be the greatest single athlete of a team sport in our lifetime and in your kid's lifetime and Max's future kid's lifetime. I'm screwed. But, man, could you imagine?
I don't think we're going to see a better baseball player than Shohei Ohtani ever.
Somebody says mine is Jason Ketz in a Staley High School football jersey.
Oh, God. Jason Ketz fan. I love that guy. The random Jason Ketz tweets or texts we get over the years from him is Ketz the best.
Rocking it out at the home of the
Mules. I saw his dad down there in the Jefferson City the other day covering that event.
Nice. Yeah, another one. Bring back Tiger in his prime. Be great. I mean, Jordan might just be the answer to see Michael Jordan just absolutely balling in today's game. Because then, you know, you talk about your debate of Ohtani and Babe Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Mac, how about that debate? Lakers, Bulls, finals, prime Jordan, prime LeBron. That debate's over.
Is AI going to come up with a way that we do this? Because yesterday...
Iverson?
Yesterday I saw like Suzanne Summers been dead for 10 years now and her widow... Yeah,
oh, that's right.
Not 10 years, 2 years. I'm sorry,
okay,
2 years.
Like, damn, no,
two years. But 2 years is... I thought she died yesterday, quite honestly. Like it's been quick. And her widow, whatever we're calling widows these days, created an AI version of her. And I'm like, and he goes, oh, it's you don't even know the difference. I'm like, that's creepy,
man.
Like having a blow up doll or an AI girlfriend, like you're weird. And so I'm wondering if AI is going to get in the way. We're going to see these games created and see Tiger because of AI. People are going to look, it's real. No, it's not.
Nope.
It's fake. But I'm sure we're going to see something like that created here in the near future. And then we're all going to sit down and watch it on a Tuesday in July when nothing else is going on. And we get Michael Phelps swimming against a shark and we're all in. Jordan versus LeBron, AI. People saddle up probably and watch it.
Right.
But I don't need to see it. I just don't. I like the debates. I like the conversation.
Yeah.
Everybody's unique in their own way. You know, are athletes today better than they were? Absolutely. But
of course.
Yeah, I'd love to see Jordan play LeBron. It'd be great.
Somebody says prime Pam Anderson versus prime Sydney Sweeney is what they want to see.
Hello, America.
Bo Jackson, greatest athlete of all time. That is false.
You stop with the Bo Jackson. I'm so over Bo Jackson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And stuff like every time we do a topic, Bo Jackson.
I'll tell you who I'd bring back, Bill Brasky.
Yeah,
that guy used rattlesnakes as condoms.
I know Bill Brasky.
I once let him have sex with my wife while I watched that son of a gun, Bill Brasky.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.